Blessed is the season which engages the whole world in a conspiracy of love. Amen. I was watching a movie this weekend with one of my dear, dear friends. Her husband, my classmate, was ordained to the priesthood the night before, and despite all of our good intentions, neither Kristen nor myself could get any work done that day. We succumbed to our recovery needs by lying on her couch and watching the final two Harry Potter movies. Yes, that is 6 hours of Harry Potter goodness. Don't judge me. There is a scene towards the end of the final movie when something dramatic happens in this battle of good versus evil, and all of a sudden, all of the sound is sucked out of the scene, and Harry is left lying in a plain, white, blindingly, dazzlingly white room. All of the stress vanishes. All of the chaos is gone, and in a flash, Harry is left in unearthly silence, in the midst of what can only be described as a blank canvas, ready for his imagination to illustrate at will. What I was thinking in that moment was, wow, I wish I could spend Advent there. I'm a church nerd and a Harry Potter nerd. I'm just going to get that out there. I wish I could spend Advent inside of a completely blank canvas with no sound and no distractions. I wish I could spend all of Advent alone with my prayers and watching for the light of Christ while I paint my own prayerful preparations all around me. Advent is the beginning of the church year. It comes as we prepare for one of the most important feast days of our faith, and it comes when everything outside of the church is happening at a sprint. Our challenge as people of faith is to slow down our hearts so we can fully live into this season of hopeful anticipation. We are invited to live in the passage that we heard this morning from Jeremiah during this season of Advent. We live in the promise of the days that are surely coming. We live in hope. Jeremiah is speaking to the people in a time of tragedy and pain. They are at war, and there has been much destruction and devastation. The people of Judah and Israel are feeling hopeless. They are feeling abandoned by God. They are feeling as though the covenant has been broken and that they are left to fend for themselves. But Jeremiah's prophecy tells the people to keep heart, to stay alert, and to watch, because despite all that is broken around them, hope is coming. God has not forgotten God's people. Advent is a season of expectant waiting. We are waiting for God who was born, is born, and will be born again. God is continually reborn in this season for us, in our hearts, and in the hearts of all of the faithful. We are waiting for God who is the Messiah, sent as a branch on David's own tree. But what is more, I believe that God is also waiting for us. God is waiting for us to use all that we have been given to further God's message of love and hope to this broken world. God is waiting for us, the humans created in God's own image, to live into our potential, to be an extension of God's incarnate love in this world. We are given the season of Advent in which we can choose to be active seekers of the kingdom in the here and now. Unlike waiting for a bus or waiting in a checkout line, Advent is a season of waiting that invites us to do things, that prepare our lives for the arrival of our Lord. We can pray. We can choose to keep our hearts open for the coming Messiah. We can help those who may be in pain. We can love others deeply. We can feed the hungry. We can clothe the naked. We can wait actively. Waiting in our modern day Western world is often seen as a negative thing. When we have to stand in a checkout line a little bit too long, we might tap our feet impatiently and glare at the man who has chosen to write a check instead of swiping his card. We look scathingly at that cashier as if to say, "Hurry up, you are wasting our time." There's an old phrase, "Good things come to those who wait," but it is often used to pacify people who are already frustrated with the delay in the gratification they seek. But this season of Advent proves that old adage by allowing us to celebrate the birth of our Savior with even more joy when our active waiting clears space in our hearts to fully embrace the miracle of the Christ child. Advent can be an exceedingly stressful time of year because it falls at a time when all of the outside influences in our lives start beating down our doors, telling us we must prepare for Christmas now. We must decorate now. We must be merry now. We must go out. We must please everyone. We must, we must, we must. Sometimes it can feel like life is falling apart when the pressures mount in this way. But when all of that happens, we are being invited to stop, to allow all of the sound to be sucked out of the room, and if only for a moment, to live in that in-between space of dazzling white, that place where the only interruptions come from the voice on our heart. And if we listen closely enough, we will find that the voice comes not solely from within ourselves, but comes from the Spirit of God, which dwells within all of our hearts, if only we allow the noise outside to give way for the voice that is singing into our silence. Living in that in-between space is living on a blank canvas, just waiting for the wonder and colors that we will bring to it with the help of the living God. Living in that in-between space is trusting that if we do delay our celebration until the appointed time, it will be even more joyous than had we jumped ahead. So I invite you to slow down and listen with me. Listen to all of the raucous shouts and confused noises as they die down. Watch as all of the bold colors and chaotic swirls of patterns fade away and leave you with your own canvas of dazzling white. Let's make a decision here and now to actively and intentionally seek the Christ child in our everyday lives and in our every interaction. Because I'll bet if we try hard enough, we will discover the Christ waiting for us in some of the most peculiar places. Amen.
Amen.